The U.S. president says Washington will not ease anti-Russia sanctions as long as the two countries remain at odds over Syria and Ukraine. Donald Trump made the remark in a tweet rejecting reports that he discussed sanctions against the Kremlin in his Friday's meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. In Pakistan, people have taken to the streets of the capital Islamabad chanting anti-U.S. slogans. The protesters accuse Washington of siding with India in a dispute over the Kashmir region. The rally came after the U.S. listed a popular Kashmiri pro-independence leader as a terrorist. In Venezuela, security forces have fired tear gas at anti-government protesters in the capital, Caracas. The clashes happened after a peaceful rally where opposition leaders called for an early election. Venezuela has been grappling with economic crisis following the sharp fall in oil prices in 2015. After months of intense fighting between the Iraqi army and Daesh in Mosul, the Iraqi prime minister has finally announced victory over the terrorist group and declared the city liberated. People across Iraq took to the streets of their cities to celebrate the liberation of the key city. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has congratulated the Iraqi people and government for the liberation of Mosul. The secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani, also hailed Mosul's recapture, saying the city was retaken thanks to the bravery of the Iraqi armed forces. Doha is forming a committee to pursue damages potentially worth billions of dollars resulted from the Saudi-led blockade on Qatar. The committee will handle claims made by major companies such as Qatar Airways and Qatari students who have been expelled from the countries where they were studying. Tens of thousands of Turks have staged an anti-government protest in Istanbul. The protests mark the end of a march led by opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu from the capital Ankara to Istanbul. The 450-kilometer march by the opposition leader is aimed at protesting the arrest of opposition MPs. Widespread wildfires have forced the evacuation of thousands of residents in Canada's British Columbia. Authorities have declared a state of emergency in the western state. Another massive inferno has also engulfed a popular lakeside campground and a summer camp in the U.S. state of California.